This is Everything Education.
The thing that has made this terrible divide in our education.
I believe that schools should start later because I feel like kids need a certain amount of hours of
education
sleep.
Is the most vital thing for adolescents.
Start time has been a subject of controversy for a great number of years. In my personal
starts
opinion,
later than
I think
all of the extracurricular activities would be pushed back. We'd get home later and go to sleep later.
Now, let's get to the show. In 1791, the HMS Pandora was returning from her expedition in the Pacific when disaster struck. As they were sailing, they became stuck in a cyclone and their ship was smashed into the nearby coral reef. The ship sank immediately, and along with the majority of her crew, her treasures went to the bottom of the ocean with her. Her vast treasures ranged from priceless gems to bags of gold, but the most invaluable of them all, the first ever mechanical pencil. The first pencil was much different than the ones we know today. First, the pencil was not spring-powered, so the lead had to be manually adjusted. Second, the lead had to be sharpened once the pencil itself was adjusted. The mechanical pencil was then almost forgotten about until 1822, when the first patent for a refillable pencil with a lead-propelling mechanism was issued. After a few rocky business relationships, the holder of that original patent, Samson Morton, began producing these pencils under the name of Samson Morton Co. in Britain. Leading up to the next major overhaul of the mechanical pencil in 1877, over 160 patents were issued for a variety of improvements. This overhaul came in the form of placing a simple spring inside the mechanical pencil, making adjusting the lead much easier. Around this same time in the United States, a young engineer invented the Eversharp pencil, which had lead that no longer required constant sharpening. These two innovations came together to create the modern pencil that we know today. Mechanical pencils in the digital age have evolved into something truly special. They can be customized in so many different ways and have a variety of uses. However, the mechanical pencil isn't cutting-edge technology anymore. Some theorize that the pencil will go extinct, with new technology spreading to almost every corner of the globe. Even within Carmel High School, we are seeing iPads, smart pens, and even our own index fingers replacing the pencil in daily student life. On the bright side, the pencil will not go down without a fight. Pencil sales grew 6.8% in 2013, with the world's largest manufacturer making 1.5 billion pencils. In addition, pencils will be a mainstay in standardized testing for at least the next 20 years. Mechanical pencils have been the weapon of choice for the writer, the philosopher, and even the inventor for centuries, and it will not break in the face of opposition. That was a brief history of the mechanical pencil. This has been Ben Goldberg for WHJE. For more stories like this, go to whje.com.